is the Freak Show, Wild 94.1, in the midst of the baby shower.
It's happening.
It's happening right now. Meredith, you didn't think you was going to be able to have one.
No, not at all. I mean, it was scrapped.
It was scrapped because of the coronavirus, and plus, we didn't come to the last one, so we felt we had to, like, step up and give you a moment, especially because, like, all your friends couldn't be with you.
No one.
And I think, honestly, I think this baby's coming fast. Like, 1 centimeter yesterday.
Right.
You'll probably be by Memorial Day. You probably be ready. I think you'll be in the hospital.
Really? This weekend?
I believe it. The baby's cooked up and ready.
Well, if not, next Monday. Not this Monday, but next Monday, I'm going to be induced if I don't go into labor naturally.
Wow. Oh, so this is happening.
Yep.
All right, well, here's the deal. I wanted to make sure at least we had somebody special give you some words of encouragement or share some sort of sentiment with you. So, on the phone.
Oh, gosh.
I lied twice. Oh. I told you that that Jane Castor was coming in so I can get you to wear some makeup.
Yeah.
That ain't happening. We was throwing you a party.
Okay, I like it.
I also said that Michelle Obama was calling in. Because who hell don't love Michelle Obama?
Of course.
I couldn't get her today. But I have on the phone line right now, Anthony Andrade.
Whoa, my husband?
Your husband.
Good morning.
Your husband is on the line. Hey.
What is going on?
What do you mean?
He didn't like the spotlight. So.
It's a party. And I reached out to him. He said, you know what? Of course I want to take part. Anthony, we got your picture up with Aubrey on the walls in here on the monitors. So you're here in spirit, first of all.
I'm not so much of a special guest, though. It's kind of dull.
You are a special guest, though, because you guys did this together.
Mm-hmm.
You and the Boone's Farm Wine. So I felt that you should probably, share some sentiment with Meredith here and kind of talk about this space that you guys are in about adding another 2.0 to the family, another little baby Andrade. So
my husband's going to get sentimental?
Nah, I didn't say sentimental, but he's just going to share some of his thoughts own way.
All right.
Now, the floor is yours.
I'm personally very nervous. Meredith, at this point, is handling it way better than me for some reason. I don't know why. I'm hoping that once everything kicks in, I'll be a little better. But I'm very nervous. But to be honest with you guys, I'm just super happy and thankful that you guys did this for her. I know how much it means to her, and she wasn't able to have her baby shower this year because of the whole situation. So it was extremely thoughtful, and I know this is making her very happy. So thank you guys very much.
Man, no worries at all, dude. We're all fam, but, you know, there was one part of this whole challenge of you not being able to be in the room and then you not be able to be. So now they figured it out. You can be there, but you better have everything you need because you can't leave. Like, I mean, the stress of it all is a lot for you guys, and you're handling it well. So tell us. We see Meredith put together here. Does she lose it at home? Like, is she going a little nutty? Because she told us she's tossed a couple things at your head, but she came back and apologized.
No, she's been actually pretty cool the last couple months. About 3-4 months ago, though, she was kind of wild, though. She threw a piece of pizza at me.
What?
She definitely called me some names that I haven't heard since probably high school. Well, I'm not going to say, she was crazy. She was crazy for a little bit. But no, she's been really good now, very calm, and she seems a lot more under control than I am right now. So she's doing well.
I love it. Now, as far as baby Aubrey, do you think she's ready for the big sister role?
Well, this morning she woke up saying that one more day till my baby sister comes. So she says that every morning.
So she's ready.
Yeah, she's very excited, but I don't think she has any idea what any of this means. And I'm sure it'll be a couple days before she asks for the baby to leave. She'll be tired of
like you can take her back now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I wanted to make sure we included you in here. We're about to let her eat some cake, and we're going to also get her some presents.
They have a whole stack of presents in here, babe. It's crazy.
Oh, he knows. I talked to him because I didn't know what to get you. And so I had to call in help.
I just texted him. I was like, babe, they just threw me a baby shower. I had no idea that he knew.
Yeah, he was well aware of it. So, hey, man, congratulations, Anthony. You know, we love you guys, and you got a good one here. So we wanted
to thank you guys very much. Love you, babe. I'll talk to y'all later.
Thank
all right, brother.
You.
All right, man.
Yeah,
all right,
wow.
So let's see here.
All right. Cake and presents.
Cake and presents.
The best part.
The best one. All right, so we got this on the live. We are on I Am Orlando Davis. If you want to watch this, go down, because she's getting ready to do presents.
Yes.
And cake.
Now, right? Did you guys buy these presents, or?
Well, we stole them. What do you mean, did we buy these presents?
Well, she thinks so little of
like, no. Really? What kind of question is that? When you thought, when have you ever been to a baby shower where you look at the people and say, now, did y'all buy these? I ain't never heard that. I've had two.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.